hear the pitch of his voice go up about 2 octaves after he got jammed in the larynx.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, so how would you describe the assault?
By the time I turned around to see it, it was just ending, and his hands were just leaving Gordon's neck.
So did he have him around the neck?
Yeah.
And Gordon just stood
like,
there?
Was he choking him out?
And Gordon, yeah, did his
dead. Did the ref hold his arm up to see it?
Yeah.
Gordon was tapping on his arm, trying to tap out.
Gordon just did his, you know, limp thing where he just goes totally limp and you can't really do anything to him. And
now, did the NFL...
He slows his heart rate down so they think he's dead.
The NFL was siding with
Well, hold on. We have another piece of audio.
Oh,
then.
Okay.
Yeah, and first, Nasty runs up to this guy who's at the media center, and then Craig, I guess, just can't have any of that. He throws off his headset, and he charges up there, too.
All right.
Yeah, because we our guy got a whole guy.
And he's walking through Nasty. Nasty, the NFL, as Nasty. Nasty's going to assault Junior, man. Look at that.
Okay, Nasty has just walked away, and Junior is now talking to the NFL. Keep in mind, we may have to... Is this beeped?
Yeah.
Did you just see that one of our guys?
I did not see that.
We have it on video if you'd like to see it.
But you know what? This is something we're going to take up with the NFL. I'm just a PR guy here.
Oh, no problem. No problem. No problem. We just need to find out who to talk to find out, because the guy freaking choked me.
Okay, were you the guy that went over there?
Yeah.
Why the guy that went over there?
We talked to a bunch of different media people.
You go in and you... with people.
Whoa, say, okay,
hey,
all right,
you
all right.
Don't mess with people.
Okay, okay, it is 8:51.
George!
What do you mean?
Why is the guy cussing? Why is...
I'm telling you, it was really, really...
What? Was that Nasty that cussed?
No, that was an NFL guy. It was a PR guy who was just... working here.
Who has the audacity to suggest that Gordon goes around blinking with people.
I know. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, that ain't cool.
He's just over there making a pee.
Skipping around with a picnic basket.
Yeah.
Just like a welcome wagon. Throwing flowers.
Yeah, so, you know, I have to be honest, I was webcamming you guys all morning, but by the time I knew the traffic would be such that maybe the stream would not, you know, run clearly.
And it didn't.
So I went to the audio stream at this time. So I didn't see any of this. My wife, though, is watching the webcam at home, and she sees all this. She just called. Well, I don't know. She's fascinated by the webcam. Look at the webcam. There's cops. So now I click back on when they're interviewing Razor. And I'm serious, Dan. Right there, there's...
So you're doing a hockey interview?
There's a team of cops.
With cops?
Well, that's when I found out about Tyler Bauch being arrested for violating the 3-foot rule at your place. Donovan.
Mons Venus.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So... George is trying to have a hockey conversation with Razor as the cops of Tampa.
So it's just you and Razor because
at the beginning, yeah, because they're sorting things out with the police
Craig
over there.
Is Craig's
irate. It was wild.
And then the webcam, as once again we're making some point about the Stars' big win in Detroit last night, the webcam shows two cops walking with Nestor right past here. Now, I wasn't in cuffs, but...
He had to go file a report.
But how'd this story end?
He filed a report?
Well, he had to...
the report was filed on Nestor?
The complaint was made against him, so he had to give information to the police, and so did Gordo.
And did you guys... So how do we leave this thing? Did you guys file charges?
Are you going to go out again?
The charges are there to be filed.
We'll pay for it.
Of what? If we want.
What are we charging?
Of assault.
Like a misdemeanor?
Yeah.
So would Gordon have to stay in Tampa?
He would have... he may have to come back.
Is he going through?
Well,
hell, worth it to come back?
Well,
hell yeah!
Apparently there is
what
a P1...
What do you mean, Tom?
There is a P1 Gordon relief fund that's already been...
like he needs that.
Kind of to pay for his defense. So I don't know how...
Nestor can't be allowed to get away with this.
He shouldn't.
Just to make Nestor have to come back.
I mean...
So is the NFL siding with him?
I wouldn't say that. I think at the beginning they were until they realized, no, he really did assault Gordo. And then I think they just kind of backed off and let the police handle it.
But they've issued an edict for Gordo not to...
No, this very thing.
I don't know, Bob. Let's not focus on that.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
But the Tampa cops,
just,
I remember...
It seems like a really big minefield out there.
Yeah, you know
the minefield.
Gordon didn't touch him or do anything like that. He's
I'm not taking the other man's side.
Well, I thought we were going to have...
I'm in the bunker.
This is when I thought it was going to be go time. Is when He came over here to talk. Junior went over there, and I was trying to turn around because Gordo said that he was going to assault Junior. I mean, I really thought we were going to have an all-out brawl.
Well, the thing is, Junior will fight for the honor of Gordo because we know they're in love. And then we know if if Junior got assaulted, George, his soulmate, George would go fight for the honor of Gordo.
I sat back and
George won't run to Gordon's aid.
No.
But he will run to
Gordon's aid. He's kind of stayed on the bench. But you know what? No, I seriously did think about running over to help Gordo. But by the time I got there, it had been over. And I really thought, okay, if it's third man in here, then it's really going to be a problem.
Yeah, then you get a game misconduct on top of your major.
Yeah, so I just,
you're
going to
go three wide right against Nestor?
Whoa. You can do that on radio?
You can go three wide.
I don't know if you can. That's the thing. You probably couldn't.
I'm
glad you didn't even try.
No, you guys are getting national acclaim.
Oh, really?
This is making this the story?
Yeah, the ticket actually is, believe it or not, actually made Barry Horn's blog for something.
Whoa, finally. Play the... play the fanfare.
Breaking news sound?
Yes.
So what is it now?
Does it say we talked to Michael Irvin?
It's sandwiched between Michael Irvin.
Near the Michael Irvin table.
So there, but also...
place.
So there, but also on
near
the
table of the man who came up with the greatest television idea in the history of television.
Michael Irvin looked up and continued to work.
Irvin is covering what Michael Irvin had for lunch. I see that.
Did you see his blog on Irvin yesterday?
Yes.
Why?
Of all the people in sports that I know, Michael is one of the worst at returning calls.
So I understand why Michael...
one of the worst on air.
Michael hasn't called the cops, but I understand why.
Yeah, that's okay, because he just doesn't return calls.
Hey, even I can't get in touch with him. And if I can, no one can.
He's done, an hour's worth of interviews on him, but,
Meanwhile, the bastion of journalistic... the first word in news, Deadspin, is that what they're often called?
Yeah.
They're reporting on this. boy, and you know what? The picture of Nasty looks ridiculous, but so does the picture of Gordon.